This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama gave his annual end of the year I'm about to go on vacation press conference today, in which he repeated his warnings to Russia about cyber attacks. The actual quote was, "Don't do this to us because we can do stuff to you." As to what that stuff is, well, the president said that is still being discussed, but it's worth a mention here that the United States and the European Union actually have stiff economic sanctions on Russia in place already from back in 2014 when Moscow annexed Crimea. So Marketplace's Adam Allington brings us up to date on the U.S.-Russian sanctions relationship and what other responses might be available.
There's lots of different ways to sanction another country. As it stands, the U.S. still has travel bans and asset freezes for nearly 150 of Putin's closest allies. That's on top of sanctions isolating specific sectors of Russia's shrinking economy, including energy, banking, and defense. But are those sanctions working?
There's a robust case to say that they have had an economic effect.
Elizabeth Rosenberg is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security, as well as a former sanctions advisor at the Treasury Department. She says the sanctions are being felt in particular by the Russian military.
The inaccessibility of certain defense technologies has had an effect that will be seen more in the medium to long term on their military modernization plans.
Rosenberg says the United States can also deploy its own cyber attacks on Russia, and likely will, and there's still room to expand economic sanctions even further. But dealing a crippling blow to the Russian economy might not be the aim at this point.
The value of sanctions is really in sending a signal.
Rob Morgis is a policy analyst with the New America Foundation's Cybersecurity Initiative.
Oftentimes, the only time that sanctions are really, truly effective is when they are sanctions pointed at an entire country.
And at this point, Morgis says blanket sanctions, like those imposed on Cuba, would be viewed as too punitive, especially considering President-elect Trump has already rejected the CIA's evidence of Russian influence as ridiculous. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.